Start your engines. Magic Drive Time. Presented by International Diamond Center, Orlando's direct diamond importer and the exclusive jeweler of the Orlando Magic. Hits the road now.
Broadcasting live inside the Orlando Magic Studios. Here's your host, Dante Marcatelli.
And welcome, everyone, to Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center. It is hard to believe the season is winding down. This is one of three shows remaining for the rest of the 2017-18 campaign. Our final show will be this Thursday, so make a note. Final Magic Drive Time will be this Thursday. We'll close it out there. We have the game tomorrow. It's Fan Appreciation Night, so I'll be on the air with George Galante. We'll have Aaron Berlin. We'll have Sam Davis. So we would love to get your feedback and thoughts on what the summer holds for this Magic Club, what you like, didn't like about the season. We'll get into all that tomorrow. It is Fan Appreciation Night, the season finale. And Magic fans, you've supported us all year long. Now it's time to return the favor. Join us for Fan Appreciation Night tomorrow at 8 p.m. Note the later start time, 8 p.m. tomorrow, to enjoy special discounts and entertainment as we take on the Wizards. For more information, log on to orlandomagic.com/fanappreciation. Got a full show. We'll have John Denton join us here in about 30 seconds. We'll come back in the second segment with Aaron Berlin, and we'll discuss last night's game and in the last couple of days for this Magic Club and what lies ahead tomorrow as we close out another season of Magic basketball. Orlando in action last night. They fall to the Milwaukee Bucks, 102-86. It was a big night for Shabazz Muhammad with 22, a triple-double for Eric Bledsoe. Magic were led by Nick Vucevic with 17, and now it's on to the season finale tomorrow against the Washington Wizards. It's a tie game and the clock is winding down. Want to know what happens next? Get live play-by-play with your Orlando Magic mobile app, even when you're on the go, so you don't miss a minute of the action. Download it for free today and enjoy in-depth stats for the most diehard Magic fans. And time now to bring in John Denton from OrlandoMagic.com, joining us for the final time this season as the Magic played their final road game of the season. The road slate is complete with that loss last night to the Milwaukee Bucks. And JD, we know it's a kind of a nasty, rainy day. We brought this storm in with us this morning.
I'll tell you, Dante, what's going on? The last three cities we visited, it snowed in all three of them.
Yes.
Back to Orlando, and it's a monsoon. It's crazy.
I know. You look at the schedule and you think, this is going to be nice. We get New York in April. We go to Milwaukee in April, Toronto. We're going to get some nice weather. That wasn't the case at all.
That didn't work out so well, did it? We wake up snow both mornings in Toronto and Milwaukee. So, wow, I feel for those people. I wonder if they realize they don't have to live there.
No, I don't think they do, JD. And I tell you, it was pretty funny last night. We're coming in. Typically, the flights don't bother me. We have some rocky ones and some turbulent ones, but dodging lightning bolts last night, coming in this morning, was not one of my favorite things. I was very thankful to land this morning.
Yeah, I mean, you're already bleary-eyed. You know, it's 2 o'clock in the morning. You've worked all night, and you've been on the road and beaten down. And then you got lightning bolts snapping all around you, and you're bouncing around. And you know, when the flight attendants sit down, you know you're in trouble. So
that's right.
Those they were even sitting down.
No, you're right. And we very seldom hear from the pilot, but he had a couple of messages for us last night. But all that to say, the road portion is complete. We got the final game here tomorrow. And JD, you and I were talking a little bit last night. We sat next to each other at the game. What was once a promising start, and you pointed out this team started 4-2 on the road. Things got away very quickly after that 12th game of the season, and it was just kind of disappointing and watching the whole thing come together the way it did. There certainly were some positives and some improvements and growth with a lot of individual players, but as we left Milwaukee, you just couldn't help but think it obviously wasn't the year they were hoping to have.
Yeah, you know, I talked to a lot of players post-game, kind of wrapping up the season, and you know, they were really convinced that this was going to be the year. And you know, you get off to a 6-2 start, 8-4. You beat San Antonio by 27. You're up by 37 on Cleveland. Imagine we're making everything early in the season. It felt like this was a different team. That you know, they had that continuity with Frank and a lot of veterans, and you could see the strides that Aaron Gordon had made and Mario Hezonja had made, and you know, it looked like it was headed a different direction. And you know, then for the rug to be pulled out from them the way it has been. It's really kind of a cruel twist of fate. as it played out, you know, the toughest part of the season hit right as the injuries hit. So, you know, that was just a killer for the Magic going through those 2 9-game losing streaks. It's, you know, in this league, it's hard to ever recover from something like that. So, you know, for it to start the way it did and then to end kind of the same as it has the last few years, you know, it's really hitting the players hard right now.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you, and you were there, and I know the guys. I remember being in Milwaukee, I think it was 2 years ago, when Aaron Gordon could barely talk and lift his head up. We finished the road portion of the season in Milwaukee a few years ago, and he vowed that, you know, I don't like this feeling, and we're not going to go through this again. And unfortunately, it here we are. And so what was the sense from the players in the locker room, and how are they kind of dealing with everything?
Yeah, you know, Aaron said of the four seasons he's been through, this is the toughest one of all. He said, you know, sure, my numbers went up, but we didn't win, so it doesn't matter. You know, this team wants to win. They want to feel those butterflies of the playoffs. They want to feel like what it's like to be in a chase. And, you know, Nick Vucevic has been through it 6 times now. I mean, he was pretty disconsolate after the game last night. And, you know, it's really taken a toll on him. Can't figure out why they can't get it right. You know, they talked about consistency. They kind of, both of those players feel like they went away from what worked early in the season. They never figured out the defensive end of the floor. So, you know, there's just a lot of things that have gone wrong with the injuries and the defense and lack of consistency. You know, when you add all those things up, this is where you end up, you know, with 57 wins heading into the 57 losses heading into the last game. And it's just not a place anybody wants to be. And, you know, something about this team, they've got to try to do something differently because, you know, what they did this season just didn't work.
It sure didn't. Speaking with John Denton from OrlandoMagic.com, you can follow him on Twitter at JohnDenton555. And I know the final game is tomorrow. Then we'll have exit interviews. And I know the next couple weeks and months are critical for this organization as you think about the draft and that sort of thing. So there'll be plenty of time for that. But I think a couple of players moving forward, JD, and then we'll let you go. We won't keep it too long here today, but just a thought on Mario Hezonja. First of all, just explain to folks how it works with him, his contract situation. I know there's only so much the Magic can offer him, but just kind of explain how that works, and do you think Mario might have a chance to be back next year?
Well, Mario's headed into, you know, this is the end of his third season. Typically at the, you know, end of the third season, the team has an option to pick up to guarantee the fourth season. At the time, you know, early in the season, Mario was still struggling with a knee injury that he played through most of last season. Wasn't playing well. You know, the Magic gave him numerous opportunities in the preseason. He did not play well at all.
Right.
The Magic declined to pick up that option, meaning now he's going to be an unrestricted free agent this summer. The Magic can only offer him 1 year and $5.1 million, you know. Mario has made great strides. You know, he's really come on the second half of the season, playing the consistent minutes. He's produced consistently. You know, the likelihood is some other team will come after Mario. Some other team will offer him more years and more money. Now, Mario says he loves it here. This is absolutely home to him. He wants to stay here. He wants to, you know, continue his growth here. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's going to come down to a business decision. So, you know, there's not a lot of money available to teams in free agency this summer. But the odds are somebody will offer him more than 1 year and maybe more than $5 million. It's going to come down to a business decision. Does Mario want to stay here or does he want to move on?
Very interesting. Appreciate the insight. Two more guys, and then we'll let you go. We know you're up against it, JD. Jonathan Isaac. What does this summer look like for Jonathan Isaac? Will we see him in summer league? Do we know those kind of things yet? And obviously, I know he wants to put on some size. I know he wants to, you know, continue to improve his offensive game. What do you think this summer looks like for young Jonathan?
You know, there's been no announcement yet, or I don't think there's even been a decision on whether he'll play in summer league, but I'm guessing he will. You know, the Magic want him on the floor.
Sure.
Sadly, he's missed, 58 games by tomorrow night. The injuries kept coming again and again with the ankle injuries with him. But when he's been on the floor, Dante, he's been an absolute game changer. And, you know, Frank Vogel has talked about this is a different franchise with him on the floor. It's a different team. The feel of it defensively is completely different. That's how much of a difference he makes when he's on the floor. So this summer is going to be all about strengthening and adding bulk. He's got to strengthen those ankles. He's got to strengthen his feet so that every time he steps on somebody's foot, it doesn't, you know, roll that ankle, and he's out for a long period of time. And, you know, everybody talks about the biggest growth you make is between your first and second year, because
yep,
you know
right.
what to expect now. So this is a huge summer for Jonathan Isaac going forward.
All right, then the last thing, Nick Vucevic, he's been a part of this thing for 6 years, and I know you said, what was the word you used? That was an incredible word, which
disconsolate,
I...
Disconsolate.
Disconsolate.
I just looked that up, yeah.
You are a veritable wordsmith, my friend. But what can he overcome this, JD? I know he wants so badly to be here and to be be part of the solution and get this team back successful, and I know we're all hoping he can be.
Yeah, you know, you would think after missing the playoffs 6 straight seasons and struggling here, that Vooch would want out. It's just
yeah, right.
He wants to stay here. He loves Orlando. He loves the fans. He wants to be a part of the recovery here. He said, you know, no, he'll tell anybody in the locker room, nobody in here wants this more than he does. And
and
Magic fans have to love that about the guy. I mean, that he loves being here. He wants to be a part of this recovery. Vooch is about all the right things. I mean, ask Frank Vogel. Anybody who plays on that team who plays the right way, it's Vucevic. You know, he passes the ball. He shoots the ball. You know, he needs to be tougher defensively. He knows that. Everybody knows that. He's got to be a better defensive player. But he wants to be a part of the recovery. And, you know, I'm kind of hoping that Vooch is back, because he's about all the right things for this franchise.
Yeah, he sure is. All right, JD, we're going to let you go. When we come back, I'll be talking with Aaron Berlin. Are his Kansas City Royals already done?
Yes, they were done spring training opened.
All right, JD, have a good night. And we'll look forward to seeing you at the season finale tomorrow night at the Amway Center.
All right. Keep up good work, Dante. Thanks.
All right. You too, my friend. You too. Great job all year out of John Denton. We've used him a number of times here on this program. It's always great to get his insight. And I tell you what, that guy grinds. That guy puts in work. That guy is coming up with different angles and always very interesting takes and perspectives on this Magic team. And it's been hard. It's been hard for him. It's been hard for a lot of people this year and the last couple of years. But give him a lot of credit for the work that he continues to do. OrlandoMagic.com, and you can follow him on Twitter, at JohnDenton555. Well, I would imagine when we come back, Aaron Berlin will have some sort of witty retort for John Denton's comments on his Kansas City Royals. So we'll get you that and what holds for the Magic tomorrow and the next couple of weeks or months. We'll be back in a moment here. Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center.
IDC is one of the largest, most successful independent jewelers in America, period.
International Diamond Center owner Keith LeClaire.
We have one of the largest selection of GIA certified diamonds in America.
So if you're diamond shopping at IDC, you can see 10, 15, 20 or more diamonds and make the right choice with confidence.
We're going to be able to show you multiple diamonds in your price range for you to make a good decision.
International Diamond Center, taking all the mystery out of buying diamonds.
We are the diamond experts.
Exclusive jeweler of the Orlando Magic.
Chick-fil-A has teamed up with the Magic to reward fans with free original chicken sandwiches. If the Magic hit 5 or more three-pointers in a home game, everyone in attendance of that game will win a free original chicken sandwich from Chick-fil-A.
Left corner, that's 48 for three. Got it to go.
All you have to do is take your ticket stub or your redemption offer in the Magic app at any participating Central Florida location for a free original chicken sandwich. For official rules, visit OrlandoMagic.com/Chick-fil-A.
Here's a feed down to Biyombo. Boy, he'll rise up in a nasty, salty throw down for Bismack. Off to a good start is Biz. 8 points. He's made 4 of 5 from the floor.
You know, and go figure, that's Dennis Newman on the Magic Radio Network. Bismack Biyombo has had some of the best games of his career against the Milwaukee Bucks. Don't know why that is. Some things are kind of unexplainable, but nice night out of Bismack Biyombo, who had 14 points in 17 minutes last night, 6 rebounds as well. Listen, you can say what you want and fans have about the contract and what the future looks like for Bismack Biyombo, but and again, welcome back everyone to Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center. Special thanks to John Denton for joining us there in the first segment. You can go to iTunes, you can Google, you can search Orlando Magic Radio, and you can listen to that interview. Just some thoughts on what lies ahead in the coming weeks and months for this Orlando Magic Club. But let's welcome in our producer, Aaron Berlin. And again, you know, you see the chatter, you read things online, and as far as fans and talking about Bismack Biyombo, and sometimes it can be mixed, but you know, the guy brings the same energy night in and night out. They get caught up on the money, the $17 million per year. This guy's about to play his 82nd game tomorrow. He's the one guy that's played every single game for this Orlando Magic team. And to me, Aaron, that says something. I think that's impressive. We have a lot of guys that missed a lot of games, and I think some of them probably missed more games than they should or could have. But that being said, this guy wants to play, and he fights through any kind of nagging injury to get out there. He's banged up just like everybody else, but this guy wants to play.
I was going to say, Dante, you know, for everyone that says something about the money, well, that free agency summer, everybody got paid. There wasn't anybody who didn't sign a bad contract.
That's
and there
true.
Isn't anybody out there that wishes that they didn't sign that contract. So Biz isn't going to give that money back. I wouldn't either. But you know what, for what you said, he is about as good of a locker room presence, about as good of a human being, and about as good of a worker as you can have. Now, you can argue that his hands just aren't there and his shooting abilities just aren't there, but those are all things that were known before you signed him. So you knew what you were getting with him when you got him.
Yeah, and you're getting a guy that's, what, 25?
I
think he's 25 years old. He's got great – he's an iron man. He plays. I think he's a terrific backup center in this league, and he's coming up on his 82nd game. So credit to him. A nice performance last night, and I know that means a lot to him to
I think the only other player to do that is Elfrid, right? Elfrid did that once or twice?
Yeah. Well, recently, yeah. We've had guys that have made it through the whole season before, but for this year, for this year, it'll be just Bismack Biyombo. And Aaron, I think with something, you know, you mentioned the backup center. How about the starting center? And I think it's, well, first of all, a chance for you to fire back at John Denton.
I was
right?
going to say, I was waiting for that. JD can sit there and say anything he wants about his Cardinals, but Jacob Yunus yesterday threw 7 no-hit frames, and meanwhile, Greg Holland gave up 4 runs in the 9th inning, so... Take that,
JD. That's true. You're only a game behind them. They paid their closer a lot of money, and he came in and coughed up that game last night. There's no question. But I love that. There's no love lost between the Royals and the Cardinals. So that's a lot of fun.
Oh, there's tons
anyway.
Of love lost, Dante. There is no love between those two franchises.
No, there is no. There is none. So, Aaron, he mentioned Nick Vucevic, and to me, I think it's interesting. In a world... a sports world, certainly, where everyone's caught up in the success of a team and the direction of a team and how they look and what's best for them and what puts them in the best light for their brand and where they can go win a championship. And we see it certainly at the end of careers where guys are chasing rings. Nick Vucevic, if there's anybody in this city and on this team that would need or want a clean start, you would think it would be Nick Vucevic. This is now finishing up year 6 for him, and the success, quite frankly, just hasn't been there. But as JD just pointed out, yeah, it hurts, and it's really taken a toll on him the last year or two. But he wants to be a part of the solution. He wants to be here to get this thing back on track. And I think there's something to be said about that. And now the question remains, can he? Can he dig himself out of, how hard it's been the last couple of years? You look at it and say a change of scenery might be best for his psyche. But I would hate to lose Nick Vucevic. And he wants to be here. And I would love for him to be the starting center moving forward and to continue to build and grow this thing around Vuce.
Yeah, Dante, because you look at it right now, he's the longest tenured player on this team. And how often have we had centers particularly in this organization that have wanted to go elsewhere and not be here?
Right,
and then
right.
You have one that is the epitome of what you kind of want your center to be now, someone who can shoot, someone who can still rebound for you and space the floor. And then you hear the chatter that all the fans don't like what he does. Well, you know what? He does what the prototypical NBA center does now, and you can't ask for much more out of the guy.
No, you get hung up on defense and block shots, and certainly that's an area that, you know, there are maybe other guys, certainly other guys that are stronger on the defensive end of the floor, but they're not going to bring the offense and the rebounding that you get out of Nick Vucevic. And now it's going to come down to what you do this summer. If you finish with the first, second, or maybe even third pick in the draft, you may go with the big, but there's still room for Vooch. I don't know who you're going to get. Whoever you get may not come in and be ready to start right away. If you pick later in the first round, you may go a different position, and you're going to need that size. So,
and Dante, don't forget how friendly his contract is either.
True. And in the final year of that deal as well. So I think you're going to have a lot of teams showing interest in Vooch. But again, I think it's a quality individual, a guy that wants to be here. And I know a couple of months off, I think, is going to do some good for Nick Vucevic. A lot of decisions to be made overall as far as the future of this team and what it looks like. But I think the last thing I'll leave with here, Aaron, and you know, we saw it up in Toronto, and I had a chance to talk to Jeff Weltman briefly about it. And again, hopefully we're going to be able to get Jeff Weltman on Thursday. Thursday is when we do our exit interviews with all the players and coaches, and hopefully can duck in some time to get Jeff as well on Thursday as we do our final show. No show Friday. We close the season out on Thursday. But he mentioned the development of the young players up in Toronto. All those second unit guys, he said, spent time with the Raptors 905 team. And that's a team that won the G League championship last year, made it back to the finals this year. But you look at them all, DeLon Wright, Norman Powell, Siakam, Jakob Poeltl. These guys were all guys, again, a lot of them, with the exception of Poeltl, all of them were taken out of the lottery. These guys were all late-round picks. Ananobi. These guys are all making contributions for the best team in the Eastern Conference. And he said, we love them. They're character guys. We made a commitment to them, and we developed them. And I would think that if I'm a Magic fan hearing that, you get excited about, one, their eye for talent, and two, how they're going to bring them along.
Absolutely. And you've already started to see it with guys like Kim Birch, Wes Iwundu. Those two guys spent time with the Lakeland Magic. It's going to happen here, Dante. We just got to be patient with them. I know that's tough to say.
Yeah, it is. It is. And again, this is a new regime that's going to have the opportunity to do it the way they want to do it and they see fit. So I think everybody's ready for the final game here tomorrow night, and that'll be next up for us. We hit the air at 7:30, note the late start time, 7:30 on the Magic Radio Network, 7:30 on Fox Sports Florida. The season finale from the Amway Center tomorrow. We'll talk to you right here at 5:30 on 96.9 The Game.
Magic fans, it's never too early to secure your tickets for the 2018-19 season. With the Fast Break Season Pass, you can enjoy every Orlando Magic home game during our 30th anniversary season for as low as $12 per game. Enjoy the surprise of different seats each night and catch every pulse-pounding play with only a few swipes on your smartphone. Call 407-89-MAGIC to buy your Fast Break Season Pass today. Bleeding blue is pure magic.
Chick-fil-A has teamed up with the Magic to reward fans with free original chicken sandwiches. If the Magic hit five or more three-pointers in a home game, everyone in attendance of that game will win a free original chicken sandwich from Chick-fil-A.
Left corner, that's 48-43. Got it to go.
Point there. People up front.
All you have to do is take your ticket stub or your redemption offer in the Magic app at any participating Central Florida location for a free original chicken sandwich. For official rules, visit OrlandoMagic.com/Chick-fil-A.